Blog Talk Radio.
God bless you. How are you on tonight? This is your midnight host, Pastor Prophetess Royal Poinciana Sprewell. And I just want to tell you, I am so excited and elated that you have decided to be here with me on tonight. And I also want to let you know that we're going to kind of give you the platform of how the show will be on this evening. For those of you, we know that my show usually starts at midnight. However, because I've been having these technical difficulties and trying to get it worked out for the show to start at the time that we have it scheduled for originally, and that's not been the case. But the Bible says all things work together for the good for those who love the Lord and are called according to his purpose. So it's just a temporary thing. It's going to get worked out. And God going to fix it, and it's going to be the way that it's supposed to be. And so right now, this show will be a half an hour platform for this evening only. And you guys will go back, and other shows have been an hour and a half long. So I'm just trying to get it where it can literally start at 12. And I don't know how long this will continue to go on, but sometimes you just got to fight through the various adversities that you face, amen, and you got to continue to, you know, and sometimes you're kicking against the prick of things and it just don't even be things. It could be you're fighting against atmosphere, you're fighting against people, you're fighting against powers and principalities, you're fighting against other things that's trying to stop you in the atmosphere. Demons can rule within people and regions and places and a whole lot of other things, entities. So we know that we're not wrestling against flesh and blood, but we're wrestling against principalities and powers and rulers on high and people and places that will be. That's what the Bible tells us. That's why the Bible tells us to put on the whole armor of God, the helmet of salvation, the breastplate of righteousness, shod your feet for the preparation of the gospel of peace, and making sure that you take the sword, which is the word of God, which is the two-edged sword, and that you are, you know, you've got to understand that in the day that we're living in, that time, this is a time I'm just going to speak exhortation on tonight so that I can just minister to you. See, what the devil probably meant for harm is still going to be meant for good, because you're still going to get exhortation. I'm going to minister on tonight. I might not give a full-blown word, as you probably used to me giving scripture and that forth, but I'm going to give you enough to take with you into this following week, amen, for you to reflect on, even to go back, come back, I should say, and listen to the broadcast so that you can reiterate this back into your spirit, into your soul, so that it can be a playback. I want to talk. You know, this show is based on prophecy. The show is based on ministry. This show is based on the supernatural and speaking about those things that are in the prophetic realm. And so those are sorts of things that I can speak of off the top of my head. I didn't realize till recently how many spiritual experiences, after reflecting on some things, how many spiritual experiences that I've had in my life
that I didn't even realize as a child I could go back to when I was about 6 years old when God first sent me a dream as a child. I had to be around 6 years old, and I dreamed of the end of the world. I saw the end of the world. I remember seeing what happens, like how the people were reacting and running, and I remember being in front of, I'll never forget, I remember being like in front of this house. It was like a duplex, and I looked up in the sky, and I know the Lord had come. I have had another dream where I was seeing, I could see the train moving, and this was as I was an adult, and I saw the people. They were doing the same. They were acting. I've seen the end of the world three times, and they were acting, and they were running in a panic, and the people were running, and someone was telling me to hide, and I was like, no, somebody told me to hide, I was like, no, this is exactly what I said in the dream. I said, this is what I don't read in the Bible. I said, this is what I don't read in the Bible. And they like, come on, hide. I'm like, uh-uh, this is what I read in the Bible. And I looked up in the sky, and I saw the sun, and the sun, my God of heaven, burst. I promised the Lord, I could not make it up. The sun burst into doves. I will never forget that dream. I had that dream, y'all. I looked in the sky, and the sun burst into doves. That means the Holy Ghost, the power of God. When you, the doves represent the Holy Ghost, they represent the power of God. So I'm telling y'all things, spiritual things. So what am I saying here? I'm letting y'all know that we're living in such a time. See, I'm talking about seasons. I want you to understand. I'm trying to help you and teach you and show you relevancy of where we at in seasons and times. We're in a time that we've never been in before. We're in a season that we've never been in before. 2020 started a whole new decade. And so we are in a different dispensation. And we have to understand where we are when it comes to relevancy, it comes to time and seasons. And what I'm letting you know that we are in one of the greatest times that we're going to see as the world. You hear me? This is a power year. God told me this is a power year. What that means that there we're going to be thrust into. Now y'all know I gotta look that up because you know when God gives me stuff I have to look it up. So, but God told me we were going to be thrust into. Hold on. Nah, I got to get that right. Hold on. I believe that's correct. Okay. That's not right. I might got it right now. Hold on, y'all. Thrust. There it is. It's pushed. It is something suddenly or violently in a specified direction. It is shoved. It is pushed. It's impelled. It's sent. It's pressed. It's driven, drive, plunge, stick of force. That's what we're going to be. We're going to be thrust. See, listen to the prophetess. We're going to be thrust into our destiny. You're going to be thrust into enlargement. You're going to be thrust into territory. You're going to be thrust into dominion. And we're in the period right now. When I say we're in a power year, now I got to use that word God has given me. We're going to be thrust. You're going to be thrust into your destiny. That means you got to be pushed. You got to be driven. You've got to be, you're going to drive. It's going to be instantaneous. It's going to be almost simultaneously like that. It's just going to happen. It's going to apparently happen. You're going to be pushed into a different direction. Hear the prophetess on this morning. Don't allow what you're hearing and what you're seeing to deceive you. It is the trick of the enemy, is the trick of the devil to make you think that you have lost everything. I hear people talking about on the internet, let's throw 2020 away. No, because 2020 allowed you to wake up this morning. 2020 allowed you to see another day. 2020 allowed you to know that your family is in the land of the living. 2020 has been a blessing, and despite what is going on and what we're faced with, we're believing God for our season. We're believing God for our time. We're believing God for our moment, and we're going to seize the moment. Amen. Listen, let me tell you something. God said in his word that we are the head. We are not the tail. We are above and we are not beneath. God is letting us know that despite of what is happening, he is yet with his people. We have to walk in the authority God has given us as the saints, as the children of God. He's given us authority. He's given us dominion. He said that we were of a royal priesthood. That means that we are set apart from other folks. God said the wealth of the wicked is laid up for the just. See, we don't want to say these things publicly because we don't want to offend nobody. Oh, they said the wealth of the wicked is laid up just. Are we wicked people? And they better than the, we don't want to offend nobody. You ain't better than me. What did God say? What did his word say? He said that we're not even supposed to eat with the wicked. I think that's what Paul said. We ain't even supposed to eat with them. But we omit things that we feel are going to be offensive to other people because we don't want to say it. We don't want to be embarrassed. We want to down and dummy down the word of God. But no. A real prophet has to stand in the hour and a day where you might be defiant. People might be defiant against you. People are going to say they don't agree with you. Folks going to revel against you. But God said if they hated me, this is what Jesus said, if they hated me, they're going to hate you. He said the servant is no greater than the master. So that, I'm here to let you know to stand up and know that God said it is your season. It is your time. It is your moment. This is the hour, so I'm going to go in, I'm going to let you know. This is the time for right now, while everybody else is sitting still, they parked right now. I'm talking to you spiritually. While everybody is sitting parked, chilling, not doing nothing, you need to be driving. You need to be full force. You need to be going about 70 miles an hour doing the things that God has. What have you done and talked and written down? God said write the vision and make it plain in his word. What have you done to advance yourself even during this time where the government is telling you to sit at home? Okay, so you know that if they put rules, regulations, and laws now, and the Antichrist hasn't even risen, what you think is going to be like then? What have you done to advance your future? What have you done to advance yourself? Are you yet moving? Are you still sitting still at home because the government told you to be still and you ain't doing nothing? What plans have you made for the future, for your family, yourself, and your life? You are to you should be moving, the moving with the things of God, elevating yourself and going up and down in the glory of God, seeing the revelation of what God has taught you. What has he revealed to you? What has he shown you? I heard one prophet, I was listening to him, he said, well, why come we didn't see this coming? Where's the prophets that the prophets didn't see? I said that there was a prophet that saw. Don't think everybody didn't see. God has to allow things to happen in order, seasons and times. And we have to understand that that's a reason why the prophet has been called out of the wilderness and called out to see to come forth, because there is such a time as this. Yes, God shows
things the way that he wants to be revealed before the eyes of the people. And we have to understand, come on here, I'm trying to help y'all out. You have to understand where we're at in dispensation of time. And a lot of times folks don't get it because we don't understand where we're at. But I'm trying to let you know that there is a changing of the guards. There's a lot of things going on and people don't understand it. Who's over the church and who's in the ministry? Who should we be looking to? And everybody's trying to pull on somebody, some great one. But God said, no, baby. It's going to be the little one. It's going to be the one in the back. It's going to be the one on the other side. It's going to be the one coming through the back door. They ain't coming through the front door. They ain't coming as usual. It ain't going to be the person that you looking at, that you seeing. It's going to be the one you know not of, that's going to shoot up, that's going to be pushed and propelled, as I told y'all, into destiny immediately. Projected, immediately seen, immediately know the things that God has said they're going to be before the people. There is a time, there's a season, and there's a place for everything. The Bible tells us that we go through seasons, that we go through times, that we go through dispensation, and we are at that moment. We are at the purposes right now. If you want anything from God, I dare you to open your hands and get ready to receive it, because he's about to let it flow. And it's only going to be a portal. It's only going to be for a certain time. It's only going to be for a certain season, and it's only going to be for a certain day that you're going to be able to get something before everything is shut down. And I'm not talking about no temporary shutdown. I'm talking about when the real shutdown comes. If they think they hungry now, if they think they starving and can't get no tissue now, you wait till that dragon open his mouth. If they think they can't have nothing, if they think they hungry now, if they think they can't get no tissue, if they think they can't get no Lysol, no gloves, wait till the dragon come and show his face. Oh, don't get me to start. Huh. Just hear the prophet on tonight. Get ready to get the things of God. We are under grace right now. Grace has not left us, y'all. I don't care what they saying. Things are going to get better. When it get ready to get worse, believe me, I'll tell you, it's better. It's going to get better immediately. I'm talking about in days, in months. It's going to get better. In a blink of an eye, we're going to be back where we was, but we're going to be better as Americans. I'm talking to America. We're going to be stronger. We're going to be greater. And resources, God showed me that man sitting in the house was going to give, just like we saw Kennedy and people with. And they said Kennedy was a good president to the people, especially to colored folks. And I'm letting y'all know right now, people might hate him. I don't care what they say. I'm telling you what God has ordained and orchestrated. What did God say? God said that the man was going to give, and he was going to do what God tell him to do. And he's going to give the people resources to flourish. That's what God said. He said the greenhouse, I seen the lawn was green. It was rolling. It was the lawn on the greenhouse was at the White House, was rolling in greenery. That means we're going to have more than enough. We're going to have abundance that's going to come out of this, y'all. Get what God has for you. Make your plans now. If you have not started, I might be fussing a little bit, but if you have not started, start planning what it is. Start calling. If it's a business, if it's something that you want to do, start calling the city, the state. They still open. The government is not shut down as far as the offices and stuff, y'all. You can call. They will answer the phone, and you can ask questions. Start getting your business. If you have a certain type of ministry or something that you're passionate about, start calling and trying to find out the resources to get that thing up and running and going so that God can bless you, so you can be a blessing to others. Are you a business owner? Are you an entrepreneur? Are you an innovator? What are you? Are you just saying, my life is just what it is. You know, I don't really do nothing. Come on, we ought to have some. Your life should be a demonstration of blessings, amen, to people around you. You know, remember Jesus said when he was a little boy, his mama looking for him, and he was about 12 years old.
And she looking up, where have you been? They were scolding him. He was in trouble. He done went off for a couple of days. Did y'all not know? You would be furious at your child and want to whoop him. They went off for a couple of days. They couldn't even find Jesus. His mama was worried to probably to death about him. And she said, where you been? He said, didn't you know? He was sassy kid. He told her, didn't you know I'd be about my father's business? But he was telling her right. He had to start at an early age. That's when they say you're 12 years old, you become a young man or a young woman. Especially in the Judaism law, you know, you become a young man at a certain age. So he was telling her he had to be about his father's business because he knew his days was already short on the earth. He left at 33 years old. He was crucified. He didn't live but to be no old man on the earth. He had to come work. He had so many hours he had to work. And you know 12 means dominion. When you hit the number 12, that means government. So he had hit his mark, and he had to start right then. But it was only so many things he could do. He couldn't go into the full manifestation of his power because he couldn't go in the dispensation of doing certain things. That's why he told his mother again. When she came to him and told him to turn the water into wine, he had to let her know again, it's not my time. It's not, woman, it's not my hour. But did he not do it? Because he did it out of obedience for his mother. He was obedient. That's why a lot of kids and people cut down. You wonder why they dying at an early age because they disobedient to their parents. The Bible say that we are to respect our parents. We are not to respect them. We to honor them. We're to honor. Respect with a certain type of loyalty to them. And that's why the Bible says, it's saying the word, some people think that if they give benevolence, if they give a gift to their parents, they doing right and still talk to them bad. Have you ever seen people, or even heard of it, where folks, they got money and they good to their parents, they give them financial stability, but yet still they talk to them like a dog and treat them bad and just run over them. That's when God said, Jesus even talks about that in the word. He said, God forbid. See, you want to honor your parents. I told you to honor your parents and to respect them, and you're doing the opposite. You think because you give them some money that you're doing right by them. But God said, not so. You got it backwards. That's a commandment. That's actually a commandment that God gave Moses, is to honor your parents. I don't know why I went there, but I think that because we're in such a generation where folks is walking backwards. They not even walking forward. I remember God talking about his word, because Jesus and God is two different individuals. And God said the children of Israel were walking backwards. He said they ain't even walking forward. We walking backwards. We're seeing the, don't let me go there. We're seeing a lot of stuff where people walking backwards right now. Right now, we're seeing some backwards walking folks. High position, backwards walking people before our very eyes. Some clowns, some illusionists, okay? Listen, don't be fooled by what you see. We are going to be, listen to the prophetess. I gave y'all that word. If you got to go look it up for yourself, do it. Amen. I only got a few minutes. The word is thrust. We're going to be thrust into our destiny, thrust into our grand and large place. We're going to be pushed. It might be violently. It might be by force, but it's going to be by the hand of God. It's going to be by the hand of God. Not by the hand of man. Man can't do it. The devil can't stop us. No cohorts, no evil spirits, none of that. We're covered in the blood of Jesus, y'all. The blood still works. Ha!
I said, the blood of Jesus is still work. The blood still work. Ah! The blood still work. Come on. Believe it. Trust him. Know that it's real. Amen. All right, I got about 1 minute. See how I have, now we fly by so quick because I'm used to really being on. So they said I got 90 seconds, so I'm going to tell you what I want to tell you. Amen. I love y'all with the love of the Lord, with the love of Christ. I hope you're listening. Amen. I hope you was blessed by the exhortation on tonight, meaning to be lifted up, to be empowered, to be moved. Amen. Father God, in the name of Jesus, look on your people, bless them, show them the way to go. Open their eyes, take the scales off their eyes, and remove any darkness, God, and bless families, protect them, cover them in the blood, and shelter them, and let them see things for themselves. Father, in the name of Jesus, we thank you for your blood covereth us, and your blood protect us, and move and about us, and we thank you, God, for what you're going to do in our lives, and we thank you for being pushed, amen, into greatness. We thank you, God, for your blessings. Amen. All right. I love y'all. I just want to let y'all know I will be back here next week. It will be a total hour show. Even if I have to start again at 11:30, I will be here. And at 12 o'clock midnight, you will be hearing me. I am so disappointed that you're not able to hear me past 12, but that's only for tonight only. But I want you, as you get ready to go in this midnight hour, go in with power and glory. In the name of Jesus, I thank you. This is your number one prophetess called to the nations for this generation. Prophetess Point Sienna Spreewell. Y'all be blessed and have a great and a good night.